Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Donna Gransky remembers standing in the snow, holding a candle. It was 1979, or maybe 80. She can't remember exactly.
There's a walkway between the General Assembly building and the Capitol, and we stood and silently vigiled.
She was with the League of Women Voters. They were asking lawmakers in Virginia to ratify the Equal Rights Amendment, but they never did. Gransky says there was a real fear of cultural change.
If you're somebody of power and privilege, you see equality, whatever kind of equality, as being oppressive to you. You're threatened.
Back in 1972, when the amendment first passed Congress, a majority of states jumped on board, ratifying almost immediately. But many in the South held out. Gransky is originally from New York, and she didn't understand the resistance. She asked a friend, who was a state lawmaker, what's going on here?
And he calmly looked at me, and he was a freshman delegate, and he said, oh, Donna, it'll be 40 to 60 years before it's ratified in the state of Virginia.
It'll have been 41 years, this upcoming General Assembly. Gransky and others are ready. This year, several groups have mobilized. They've organized a lobbying effort, including an educational bus tour. They're energized because two more states, Nevada and Illinois, recently ratified. That means one more state is needed to get the necessary two-thirds approval. Democratic delegate Jennifer Carroll Foy says Virginia should be the one to take the ERA over the finish line.
Virginia has been on the wrong side of history a couple of times. We fought against women's right to vote, interracial marriage, desegregation. So I think it's only right and appropriate for us to be the state to put women's equality into the United States Constitution.
There are a couple barriers to doing that, though. First, lawmakers imposed a deadline that's since passed. Supporters say Congress could lift it, and they would have the motivation if the ERA gets the state support it needs.
Have a seat on the ridiculous bus.
Climb aboard the ratified bus, and organizer Katie Hornung says the second challenge is getting Virginia's Republican leadership on board.
This was originally a Republican ideal back in the 70s. That's the administration it came out from. I'm a fourth-generation Republican, and everybody in my family thinks this is a great idea.
Hornung recently met with Virginia's Republican Speaker of the House, who told her there wasn't much support for the ERA in his caucus. A spokesperson for the speaker says there are serious legal questions, and that the bill would have to go through the legislative process like any other. Hornung knows it might be an uphill climb, but she believes it's a bipartisan issue. And for those who have been working on the issue for decades, the challenges now are less daunting than they used to be. Donna Gransky sees the fresh energy and is optimistic.
I want my daughter, my daughter-in-law, and my two granddaughters to know that they are part of the United States Constitution.
So do almost all Americans. According to a poll conducted by the ERA Coalition, 94% support guaranteeing equal rights between men and women in the U.S. Constitution. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.